So we continue our journey in Lent, and as we do, we're walking with the theme we hear in our music of do everything. Now again, you recall last year we worked with the theme of do something, meaning that it's not enough to complain to God about all the problems in this world and expect God to fix them, because God says, I have done something, I send you. You know how it is when we look at the enormity of the problems in this world. It's so easy to feel overwhelmed and to say, it's too big, it's too much, there's nothing I can do about it. I just can't take all of it on. The theme we're walking with this year takes us to kind of the next step. Instead of doing nothing or complaining about it or doing one thing, we're looking at doing everything. Oh, that sounds kind of overwhelming, doesn't it? We look at all the problems and think, I should do everything? Well, doing everything does not mean taking on all the problems around us. It's more a matter of everything we do matters. Every little thing adds up. Now, we know that traditionally Lent is a time when our focus is on confession and repentance. And when we hear the word confession, we might assume that it's all about naming what we have done wrong and feeling guilty and morose, acting like we are lower than worms. And the word repentance might lead us to focus on penance, that sense of somehow making ourselves suffer to pay for all the wrong things we have done. But that's not the point at all. Confession is about admitting and coming to terms with how we fail, how we have hurt God, and how we have hurt others. We need to name it, or we simply won't know what we need to address and what we need to change. But our repentance is not simply a ritualized suffering of some kind. It's not just a self-denial like all the things we hear about people giving up for Lent. Repentance, rather, is about our intentional choice to try to undo the damage that we have created through our actions, trying to undo it to the best of our ability. Confession without repentance ends up being empty and hollow. If we have hurt somebody, we absolutely need to confess and apologize. Repentance is about learning how to live in new and different ways that ideally help us avoid doing the same thing again. I heard a story about a fellow who loaned his circle saw to a neighbor, and the first three times his neighbor borrowed the circle saw, his neighbor cut the cord off. And he kept bringing it back and apologizing with a cut-off cord. So the next time the neighbor came over to borrow the circle saw, the guy held it up and he said, oh, wait, and he took out a tin snips and cut the cord off. And the neighbor who kept cutting the cord off said, what are you doing? He said, well, I thought I'd just save you the time. It's not enough to bring back the circle saw with a cut-off cord. You need to fix it. You need to replace it, right? It's important. And it's necessary. Repentance means fixing it, making it new. If we only confess, if we focus on repentance as a personal and private thing, then we're thinking too small, because it keeps us from seeing the bigger picture. That we've already been forgiven. We have already been set free. The part that is up to us now is to live differently, showing that we are set free from fear, showing that we have been filled with God's love, that we get to carry into the world, because it is important to see the bigger picture. Everything we do matters. Now, it may not feel like each individual act of love or kindness we do makes a difference. It might feel like one drop of water for a dry, parched, cracked earth land. And one drop might not make much of a difference. Two or three drops don't make much of a difference either. But when we add it up, suddenly all those drops of water become enough. And they bring relief to a dry, parched, cracked land. One of the bags of food that we're packing during Lent to feed hungry kids in El Salvador will feed six people. But we don't stop there, do we? we don't send just one. We're going to try to send 10,000 meals. It's not a drop. It's closer to enough. The macaroni and cheese you brought in January, one box would feed a couple of kids for one meal. But we didn't send just one. Now, sometimes we will know the impact of our actions of love and grace toward others, but we won't know about it until long after the fact. We may not know that you were the person who brought a feeling of hope and life to somebody else in the midst of the darkest time they were facing. That's not why, however, we are called to lead lives filled with acts of love and forgiveness and generosity. We are not in it for the thanks. We are not in it for the recognition and the accolades. Rather, we are called to live the path of Jesus so that we can live freely. We get to practice living free. Maybe you know what it's like to live with a slow burn of anger or resentment cooking under your collar, how it can take over and then become the only thing you can see, how it clouds your vision so it becomes the lens through which you see everything. And we know that when we hang on to that stuff, we find out that it's really hanging on to us. It's tiring, it's exhausting, and it steals life from us. That's no life. It's a prison. A life of repentance, of intentional acts of love and generosity and kindness, a life of repentance transforms our attitude and our direction and the way that we see the world around us. In our gospel today, we heard Jesus talk about living water. He comes to this well in the middle of this incredibly dry, arid place, and a woman who is a different kind of Jew than Jesus comes asking him for water. I really like this story because it describes God's promise of enough. God's promise of exactly what we need. So Jesus said to her, if you come to me, I'll give you living water. You'll never need to come to this well again. And this woman got stuck in a literal kind of understanding. She said, sir, you don't even have a bucket and the well's really deep. How can you give me water? And Jesus said, I am the water. I am the living water. You want a bucket? It's me. You want a bucket? It's you. We have been filled with the living water, and we get to bring it into this dry, parched, thirsty world. Not just a drop, not one drop, not two drops, but a flood. That is what God is doing in all of us, transforming us from the ordinary into beautiful things, from ashes into new life, from sinners into saints, from death into life. Not just one drop, but a flood. God promises us freedom and new life now, already, today. And Jesus sends us into the world filled with the promise of living water. And we get to use it to make it matter in everything we do. Everything, little and big. Every dollar we spend, every dollar we give away, the way we drive, holding a door for a stranger, bringing joy to somebody's life, everything we do matters. Our actions aren't pointless. They're not futile. Will it solve all the problems in this world? No. But that's not our job. Our actions make a difference, and they are never too small because they always add up. In the face of all the pain and suffering in this world, the hungry and the lonely, the frightened and forgotten, the frantic and guilty, the worried, the violence and pain, we cannot sit idly by. Jesus calls us to bring this living water, to bring hope and freedom and new life. And we don't need to do enormous, over-the-top kinds of things. We don't need to organize a shelter for the homeless because some loving people already did that. So instead, like our confirmation students, we can make lunches for the men who stay there. We don't need to start a food pantry to feed hungry people around here because our churches, six of us, did that over 25 years ago. But it needs to be filled, so we bring our food and we share. Everything we do matters. There is no act of love and kindness and generosity that is too small. Friends, that's real repentance. Undoing the impact of our sinfulness in this world so that Jesus' words, the kingdom of God, are not just a spiritualized concept, but they become real in food. A gentle touch. Somebody reaching out to you when you are in the darkest time of your life. Visiting the sick and the lonely and the forgotten. Bringing more signs of the kingdom of God into this world. For you are the bucket. You've been filled with living water. Every drop, everything we do matters. That's how we follow Jesus.